Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here live. Yes, yes, got a pulse. We're breathing. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show for you. We are going to be talking about liver viruses, the hepatitis. And also we're going to be talking about, you know, things that you may not realize that chemotherapy destroys, that you may not, you know, get those answers from medicine. Also, if we had enough time, we'll talk about some foods that give you, you know, some extra function, help, endurance and things. So we got lots to do, and we got a quack report, and, you know, I'm just so excited because next Sunday's first day of spring. Are you not excited about that? Maybe the allergy sufferers aren't. Well, you need to call Apothecary Herbs. They got herbs for that. Well, before we get into all this stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm praying, as you know, for you and me and all of America. praying for this election that doesn't get hijacked, praying for righteous leadership, please. People that are truthful. I mean, come on. We need truth and justice, and we're supposed to plead to our Heavenly Father for that, through the Lord Jesus Christ, Isaiah 59 tells us to. So, you know, I'm praying for righteous men of valor with steel for backbones, you know, that really can go the extra mile against all the pressure, wickedness, you know, so hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time. I just think reading the Gospels every night before you go to bed, you'll sleep better, you know, because you know why? Because God is on his throne. He is in control. Even though you may think things are out of control, we still got him. And he's got you. So seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what's first up in the quacker? Well, it's New Scientist. Let's see, Roche Laboratories and AstraZeneca say that a gut bacteria's are shaking up the cancer research area. Mm-hmm. So trillions of bacteria, they say, live in the human body. So a few years back, they decided to, play around with some gut flora there to see how important it is systemically in helping your immune system, and maybe looking at a way to head up a cancer immunotherapy type of product down the road. According to Roche Laboratories, they say most of us immunologists now believe that there's really an important interaction here. Well, yeah. You see, God created the human body. It all interacts. Okay, so a lot of studies going on. Some of them published in the Journal of Science have kind of intrigued some researchers in immunotherapies. They want to stimulate your body's ability to fight tumors, cancerous tumors. There's an increased interest in the drug makers in your whole human microbiome sphere called the human body. They want to tap into those good bacterias to make drugs. Mm. Okay. Mm. Last but not least in the quack report. Here's an article out of the Houston Chronicle. I think it was just posted today. Interesting stuff about healthcare being an illusion. Oh, really? Okay. They say healthcare and the players within healthcare operate as a team. Mm-hmm. They say healthcare has really become an elaborate institutional magic trick. You know, it's a misdirection, one or another. And they say the real reason healthcare doesn't work is because of price. So they say the existence of the employer-provided health insurance is another misdirection. It encourages you to think that healthcare is free or at least paid by someone else. The existence of private health insurance, also a misdirection, they say, because private insurance that excludes pre-existing conditions fools you. It allows you to think that healthcare is less expensive because it excludes many who are really sick. Remember, insurance is about sharing risk, right? Okay, so the existence of government plans that provide health insurance is yet another misdirection. It gives you the illusion that healthcare doesn't really cost much. Another taxpayer is picking up the tab. In fact, the fundamental problem with healthcare is that it costs too much. So rather than address that problem, all these institutions that live on healthcare dollars connive to provide these misdirections. Their goal, to preserve the illusion. You know, make sure you think of healthcare is affordable in a vast majority for Americans, right? But it isn't. They state this in the article. You can check this out. There's a couple exercises. There's a handy online calculator on Kaiser Family Foundation website. It allows you to estimate the cost of health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. It does this for households of different sizes and income. It will give you a clear idea of the cost of insurance and how much your subsidy, if you qualify for one, is going to be. And it also unmasks the total costs. And, of course, you know what happens with those subsidies, right? they can go poof in a skinny minute, which they have for a lot of people on a lot of those silver and bronze plans. So, yeah, I think America's waking up and getting smart, and they're just going to take the power back. That's what we're going to do, right?
Right.
And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is so right that insurance is all about risk assessment, sharing the risks, you know, right? Absolutely. You know, I had a car insurance company. I won't say who it was because I don't want to get into trouble. You know, I don't need any messy things going on. My focus is helping you guys, you know, get healthier and stay healthy. So anyway, long and short of this thing is I called up, had a teenager that was going to be driving, wanted to get an idea of costs on a particular automobile. And in the course of the conversation, the lady wants to know what other underage people live with me because they have access to my car keys. And I go, well, what difference does that make? They're not a permitted to drive driver. And she goes, well, it's the law. You have to tell us their name, age, if they reside with you, social security number. The list went on. And I said, oh, it's the law, is it? And I said, what is the statute then? There was silence. There is a pin dropping somewhere. And she says, well, I said, well, I would like to know what statute code is for that law. You just told me it's a law. You're threatening me with the state. So what is it? Well, she had to put me over to the damage control expert who had to unruffle me feathers. And he admitted it was corporate policy. It wasn't state law. And I'm like, well, I'm offended that you just threatened me with state laws with, you know, that don't exist. That's called, you know, fraud. You know, you're harassing me. You're intimidating me to give you information you have no privy to. I was pissed. Let's just say, you know, this herbalist over here was, you know, had to go take my heart formula after that. Anyway, people are waking up. It is about risk assessment. And so they tried to tell me that even if I gave them that information, it wouldn't have affected my rates. And I'm like, yeah, right. I said, you're all about risk. Give me a break. All right. I had to get off a tangent there. All right. We're going to talk about viruses of the liver. Liver virus is not fun. No. So we have more than 3.2 million Americans with the common liver diseases. One of them is called hepatitis C. And modern medicine is using a bunch of drugs for hepatitis viruses. And in the past, not all of them worked or could eradicate the disease. Okay. So lately, there's been this new treatment combining several drugs with some reports of success and with supposedly no serious side effects. Ooh, really? I had no more, right? No side effects when you talk about a pharmaceutical product? Do tell. Anyway, so digging into this new treatment also touts that it also prevents liver failure, liver cancer, and the need to have a liver transplant. I was like, wow, they're really going out there on the limb, right? So doctors feel that this breakthrough drug will save patients lots of money down the road. So the question is, do we believe the reports from the drug companies on this drug therapy? Let's check it out. Well, it's going to be a million-dollar treatment when it's all said and done, because in 2014, the FDA approved a treatment for hepatitis C. It's comprised by combining the drug Sovaldi with a new drug called Lepasivir, and they together, the two combined drugs make a drug that they call Harvani. So the clinical trials on this new drug, Harvani, they call it Harvani, and it's supposed to cure hepatitis C within 3 months. 94% success rate on patients was what the drug companies were saying. So patients are given the choice to abandon their weekly shots of interferon, which is the old drug, and go on to the new one called Harvani. And many patients with hepatitis C, they're flocking to this new drug, expecting to be relieved of the flu-like symptoms from taking the interferon. So patients also found the symptoms of being sick when they were using the interferon made it difficult for them to tolerate the treatment and therefore had less than a 50% success rate. You know, people don't like feeling like they got the flu all the time. I get that. However, liver treatments are typically less effective if the liver is scarred by disease called cirrhosis. So, how expensive is this new drug, Harvoni? Well, according to the insurance companies, the treatment costs about $95,000 for a three-month course of treatment. And in most instances, pre-approval from the insurance company has to be required before you can get the drug, before it's prescribed to you. And there are significant restrictions. And I won't get into it, but there's this whole lawsuit now from, you know, the restrictions telling patients they're not sick enough for it or they're too sick for it or whatever. So insurance companies also know that, you know, liver cancer chemotherapy treatments cost about $100,000 a year. However, not everyone qualifies for Harvoni. So, for instance, patients may find it difficult to qualify for the drug if they have maybe stage 3 or 4 cirrhosis of the liver, or maybe they have renal or kidney damage or weakness. So there's some restrictions right now that are being worked out. So how does this drug work? Well, according to medical science, the Harvoni drug is known as a direct-acting antiviral agent. And how it does that is it interferes with enzymes, which the virus apparently uses to sustain itself. So if a patient's blood work shows no signs of the virus in their blood work within 6 months after finishing their treatment, medicine considers the patient cured of hepatitis C. So this is known as sustained virologic response, or SVR for short, but it's not guaranteed. And the reason is not because medical science is aware that a small amount of the hepatitis C virus particles can replicate and reinfect the patient 6 to 12 months after treatment. And scientific research is showing that a relapse happens in 1 out of 2 patients. Now, there are several drug combo treatments now in the marketplace depending on the genotype of the hepatitis you have. And this is part of that new rebranding healthcare that I reported on February 25th, okay, last month, where I said the new marketing encompasses patient personalized compounded medicines, genomics or gene mapping and function, and they also use the patient's genetics, okay? So that's where this is coming into play, but we're going to get to the side effects in just a minute. Oh, yeah. Well, I once watched an Oregon attorney on TV, and I believe his name was Mike Arnold. He was representing an alleged murderer, Stephen Wagner Nichols, and he stated this. I wrote it down. My mouth dropped open when he said it. He said, "The best thing about science is you don't have to believe it." End of quote. You know, that can be taken a couple of ways. You know, either science is perfect and faultless, and you just rely on it, don't question it, or science is not what it appears to be, and you should distrust it until proven. Which is it? Well, it's just like an attorney. It's an open thing. It's ambiguous. That's what they like. Well, let's talk about some of the side effects of these new viral hepatitis C drugs. So what can patients expect when they're taking Harvoni? Well, the common side effects listed are fatigue and headache. Usually that's what the patients see as the drawback, the con to the pro of this drug. Now, Dr. David Bernstein, chief of hepatology at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, New York, states that Harvoni can be taken with other medications with, quote, no drug interactions. I was like, is that right? So patients often see literature listing the side effects of the old interferon treatments, such as, you know, flu-like symptoms, anemia, anxiety, sleeping problems, compared to the Harvanize promoted shortlist of feeling a little tired and having a headache. However, some patients have also stated that Harvanize pushed up their blood pressure, caused dizziness and vertigo, nausea, diarrhea, weakness, tiredness, and severe insomnia. Also, I did find that in some cases, the patients, while taking Harvanize, also experienced the often fatal bradycardia, cardiac arrest, and those who survived needed a pacemaker afterward. So it could be that the drug attacks those enzymes, altering the protein, the creatinine kinase, which the cardio system needs to protect the heart muscle tissue. Therefore, the claim that there are no drug interactions with Harvanize is incorrect. The cardiac arrests are more likely to occur if patients are also taking antiarrhythmia medication or AFib medication. Okay, so the Harvanize drug also pushes up the bilirubin levels, which indicates liver dysfunction and distress. It usually indicates the liver and the red blood cells are being destroyed. And according to WebMD.com, other side effects using Harvanize are serious allergic reactions such as rash, itching, blisters, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat, and trouble breathing. Pregnant and nursing mothers or patients with weak or failing kidneys should not use the drug. There's also a warning that Harvanize will slow down the detox process of other drugs from the body. That's not good either. So there's also, we're also told that you're not supposed to use this drug if you're on St. John's wort. You're not supposed to use it with some herbs. And according to many hepatitis patients, the treatments of using interferon and other ribavirin drugs would clear the virus for a while, but then it comes back with a vengeance. Therefore, hepatitis patients really looking at the promises of this new Harvanize drug and what it offers as kind of like a Hail Mary's pass, you know. So one family member, though, offered some feedback on the Harvanize after it was given to their father. Quote, they said, "My dad, age 68, had Hep C for years, was dealing with cirrhosis of the liver after alcohol issues, and the doctor gave him Harvanize. Please be careful. Doctors are not always taking into account if the liver is strong enough when prescribing this med. Wish I could turn back time and keep my dad from taking it." And that was posted March 4th of this year by someone by the name of Orphaned. Boy. Well, let's look at some of the unpublished effects of these new HEP drugs, hepatitis C drugs. There's another side effect while taking Harvanize that are not being published to patients. According to Hepatitis C Society, they have been getting an outrageous amount of hepatitis C patients notifying them about the weight gain when they're on this new Hep C drugs. They gain anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds, and it's not listed as a side effect with the drug. So it's kind of hard for the patients to implement an exercise weight loss plan due to the fatigue that they're experiencing while on the drug. So feeling tired is just, you know, one of the side effects, they say, but fatigue is a little stronger indication that, you know, you probably can't even make a meal, okay? So patients are encouraged by doctors to avoid prepackaged convenience fast foods while they're taking the drug and implement some sort of calorie burning activity. Well, let's just look at some liver liberators. There are many herbs that can help that we can use to help the body heal itself. So inhibiting the virus is going to be a plus, and using herbs that are kind of antiviral. This is what I would be using if I had hepatitis. I would also use herbs that reduce inflammation on the liver and reduce the cancer risk. In addition, it would be imperative to use herbs which encourage replacement of sick liver cells with healthy new ones. So here are my picks. I would use fresh garlic because the sulfur has an antiviral property in it. I would use milk thistle for its antioxidant silymarin property to help regenerate liver cells. And it also has a bit of an anti-inflammatory action if you have cirrhosis or fatty liver going on. Willow bark and meadowsweet is another way to reduce inflammation and reduce pain. And dandelion root is great for the anti-cancer properties. You can look up Windsor Medical Hospital Research in Quebec, Canada. They did the research on the dandelion. Also, blood cleansing herbs help sweep the blood and lifts the cellular burden off the liver, because that's one of its jobs to reduce toxins and impurities in your blood. And you can also reduce inflammation doing that. So you might want to look for the garlic juice, the milk thistle, the pain anti-inflammatory with the willow bark and meadowsweet, the dandelion root, and the blood cleanse formulas at Apothecary Herbs. And of course, if you're not getting enough nutrition, you don't have enough energy, you might want to look at the body food mix as a way to sustain yourself, keep yourself from eating all those unhealthy foods. So if I had Hep C, that's what I would do. And I would also implement the five system organ cleanses that we also have at Apothecary Herbs. This helps speed the healing process. So you can give Apothecary Herbs a call to order or to get a free catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., because I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners, you can dial 704-885-0277 or visit us online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And starting tomorrow, that's the 16th, that's March the 16th, you're going to save 10% off and get free ground ship within the United States on orders over $50 with coupon code SPRING16. Yeah. So, but you want to hurry. That expires Sunday the 20th. So you want to get that in. Because Leo Tolstoy, he says, spring is the time of plans and projects. So spring's really a great time to do your organ cleansing. Get that out of the way. Enjoy the summer. Have a lot of energy. Get the impurities out of the system. Improve your skin, improve your thought processes, your concentration. There's a lot of things that get improved when you get those toxins out of the way. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, and get that organ cleansing going. And if you have the liver viruses, check out those products we just talked about. They're up there. Also, if you're on the website, do sign up for their free online newsletters, Health Quest and American Survival. American Survival will go out Tuesdays and HealthQuest on Fridays. So you can sign up. They are free, and they're packed full of empowering information you don't want to be without. Okay? You can share that with your family and friends. And you know you're going to get an email that says, where'd you get this? You're going to be looking so smart. Yes, you are. And empowering yourself. Passing on that power. That's what it's about. People want to feel empowered, especially now. When everything is the way it is. People want to... they want to be the callers and the makers and shakers of their own destiny. That's what they want. And being on lifelong drugs isn't one of them. No, no, no. So thepowerherbs.com can help you get that power back. That's what it's about. Oh, boy. I see by the clock we're going to take a break. But we're also going to be talking about what chemotherapy might be destroying that you may not be aware of. And if we have time, we'll talk about some of the healthy foods that make you function better. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank. I can count on Frank for some bouncy bumper. Thank you. All right, we're going to be talking about what does chemo destroy. Well, patients who receive a diagnosis that they have cancer may also be given a treatment plan that consists of chemotherapy drugs. So there are like 100 different drugs used to treat cancer, and different combinations can be used. So these are drugs that are supposed to kill cancer cells. So doctors will, you know, tell their patients that, you know, the cancer cells grow at a faster rate than normal, and the normal cells, and then the chemo is going to be necessary. See? So if you're asking the right questions and doing your research on your options, this is going to give you a better picture of information that you can make an informed decision on. Okay, so we're going to take a closer look at the chemo and what options may be available you haven't considered. So what can chemo do? Well, the typical chemo drugs enter your bloodstream and supposedly attack cells that are actively growing. So this also means that healthy cells or replicating cells, sick or dead cells being replaced with healthy ones, which is a normal process by your body, they're also at risk of being attacked. So medical science says that damage to healthy cells with chemo is unavoidable, and healthy cells become collateral damage. However, if patients asked if chemo can shrink tumors and kill fast-growing cancer, what healthy cells could be sacrificed? Where the cancer is located in your body can offer a good indication which healthy cells will die or which organs would be damaged. So what can cancer cells do? Well, cancer cells can grow and divide quickly because they tend to suck up all the nutrition and can starve healthy cells. So on this premise, chemo is the choice of doctors because the cancer cells are greedy and suck up everything delivered by the blood, including toxic chemochemicals. Therefore, cancer cells will get more of a dose of the toxins in the chemotherapy treatment than supposedly your healthy cells would. However, toxins are still toxins, and healthy cells will struggle. So patients should be aware that cancer can come back after the chemo treatments are completed, and on average, cancer does come back and is detected within 2 years. Now, medical doctors tell patients that their cancer is in remission, and most patients think this is the same thing as a cure. But the proper scientific definition of remission is a lessening of your cancer symptoms, and is really no way a scientifically considered cure. So the new way of putting, I guess, this to patients is called palliative therapy, where cancer is not eliminated, but is simply managed or slowed down. Okay, it's not growing as fast. All right, let's talk about true breast cancer cases here. There have been some women who have approached the breast cancer issue as more of an annoyance or an inconvenience. Plastic surgery has and reconstruction of the chest area has come a long way, and it can give the illusion of complete health. So the fact that breast cancer surgery can be disfiguring is really not even given a second thought these days because of the plastic reconstruction therapy that can follow. So the one patient, after faithfully having annual mammograms for more than 10 years, did come down with cancer in one breast. Removal of the breast was medically recommended. However, this patient opted to have both breasts removed to get the whole thing over with. So two rounds of chemotherapy and then radiation were also recommended as treatment and scheduled. And the patient was planning on moving along as quickly as possible to the reconstruction plastic surgery phase of her treatment. By the way, you can't get to that phase until you complete all those other toxic treatments first. That's just the way it's set up, see. All right, so she was kind of hoping to have, you know, the double reconstruction done within 9 to 10 months, you know, have it all complete, done with. Unfortunately, after the first round of chemo, she experienced a cough and trouble breathing with shortness of breath. Her oncologist, her cancer doctor, referred her to a cardiologist, and after performing an echocardiogram and comparing it to the one she had prior to her surgery, they discovered that the chemo destroyed 20% of her heart function, her heart muscle, which is, you know, acceptable to medicine. They know that's going to happen. She had no idea that that would happen to her. The chemo weakened and destroyed heart muscle tissue, and now the heart struggled to pump blood through the chambers of the heart. And this is also called congestive heart failure, as 5 pounds of fluid accumulate around the heart, making it difficult to breathe. So this patient is now at a greater risk of a heart attack and death. So the cardiologist prescribes diuretics to help remove the extra fluid and may also add some beta blockers. And, and a follow-up visit down the road. So these heart drugs will be a mainstay for at least 3 years. Here's the woman who didn't have a heart problem to begin with, but now she does. So if the heart cannot repair itself, these drugs are going to be a lifelong thing. Okay, so the cardiologist clears the patient for round two of the chemo. So the patient was told by the oncologist they will change the chemo drug to make it a little weaker, hopefully avoid any more damage to the heart. And I stress the word hopefully. So they let me tell you this: if you were a congestive heart patient, you have heart failure, and you then came down with breast cancer, you realize you would be totally denied chemotherapy for breast cancer because heart patients are not good candidates for chemo. So apparently if you go in the other way and have breast cancer, then get heart damage from the cancer treatment, it's no problem. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. So they're going to do round two. Physicians do not recommend chemotherapy to patients suffering from heart disease and diabetes. So you got to ask yourself, why is this patient on a chemo-induced heart disease protocol, you know, and then sent for more chemo? Well, the answer is that modern medicine already considers this patient to be a mortality statistic. However, they will take, you know, blood tests, give her x-rays, pronounce her cancer in remission for a while, track her record, say the chemotherapy was successful, treating cancers less than 2% of the time. And so this is why doctors refer to it as a futile care treatment. Yeah. Oncologists, your health professionals, they all know this. It's called futile care. And if they had cancer, they refuse this type of treatment themselves. So physicians know that there are very few people who can survive the toxic assault of cancer treatments and live beyond 5 years. Let's talk about chemo damage. Many cancer patients are made aware of the obvious damage and changes that chemo can produce, such as hair loss, mouth sores, intestinal complications. And in many cases, what patients are not told is that, you know, any area of the body that has cells that grow and regenerate organs quickly will be adversely affected by the chemo. They're not pretty much told that. So, I mean, this is where you want to do your homework, go in and ask those questions, because it's, you know, this kind of stuff, when you're talking to oncologists, like talking to the government, they don't volunteer information, you know. So it's kind of astonishing that the National Cancer Institute lists chemotherapy as a cancer cure when, in fact, it is an expensive therapy that weakens the body further, along with malnutrition, surgery, radiation, drugs, until death occurs. So therefore, overall, allopathic cancer treatments offer 100% mortality. And true oncologists will admit that. All right, let's talk about standard of care. Because even when cancer trails at Duke University Medical School, the trials there on some of their Anil Pott, his research, it turned out to be fraudulent. And families had started on this treatment and then sued the establishment, issuing the statement that, you know, cancer patients who were involved in the study received the standard of care in the chemotherapy and therefore would have died anyway. That's the reason for giving you a fraudulent treatment. You were going to die anyway. Well, as Dr. Joseph Mercola states, Allopathic cancer treatments are a massive for-profit industry revolving around costly patented drugs and surgery that searching for a cure is on their part pretty much a sham, and it's all media hype, according to him. So cancer patients uphold and support this huge paradigm. So when you see these test trials for cancer cures, they are basically fundraisers for cancer, not against cancer. They're the only way that, you know, could you know, fortify all these, you know, cancer wings, support all these this equipment. It's really a for-profit thing. So this could mean that cancer seems resolved, but at what cost? You know, you have a little remission, but at what cost? And there's another illness produced by all these treatments to replace that cancer. And oncologists will tell you that they may get rid of the original cancer cells, but it produces a secondary cancer. So they give you a different kind of cancer with all these treatments. And of course, when you're on their toxic treatments, they tell you to stay away from supplements. Yeah. A lot of patients that are taking chemo are prohibited from taking vitamins and minerals and herbs or any supplements that whatsoever that would interfere with the chemicals. So lots of natural physicians have discovered that when you support the body with nutrition, the body needs amino acids and minerals, and it's quite able to destroy cancer by itself when you have adequate amounts of that. So if your body can repair damaged heart or liver tissue, it can certainly get rid of cancer cells, folks. So that's the point that you have to get in your head. Nutrition is an important part of the repair, okay? And you got to get the right stuff, the right foods, the right nutrition. Okay, so a lot of it could be right under your nose. The truth is really the solution to a lot of these chronic and even scary, deadly illnesses is getting the right nutrition. There will come a day when all food, all nutrition will be strictly managed. So it's a good idea now to educate yourself on what medicinal foods and herbs help your body to rid itself of disease like cancers. And one way is to keep your immune system healthy. And quit using too much alcohol and sugar and prescribed drugs that tend to weaken your system and disable it. So use your immune boosting herbs to heighten your natural immune system. It keeps cancer cells in check, right? So when you get a system that's weak, that's when disease takes advantage. So many people are also turning to dandelion root, as we mentioned earlier, because of the new discovery in medical science. Found that dandelion root is a natural assassin to cancer cells, all known cancer cells, and leaves healthy cells alone. So you don't have any of that, you know, collateral damage from the toxic treatments medicine gives you. So dandelion root does what medicine would hope chemotherapy would do, but can't. So you can check out Windsor Medical Hospital research on dandelion out of Quebec, Canada. Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Dr. Cimmerian Pandy revealed those results. So when you also add astragalus root to your dandelion, you get this synergistic effect that they work better together. And astragalus is a bit of an immune supporter. And so my approach to health is really kind of simple. You cleanse away toxins, you nourish the system with good organic foods and herbs, and you boost the immune system, and you pretty much can sidestep a lot of these health problems once you do that. It's pretty basic. Cleanse and nourish and immune boost. That's easy to remember, right? Okay. You want to use modern medicine for trauma. That's what that's good for, okay? But for internal medicine, they don't have any clue on how to heal those diseases. It's all about managing your disease because it's more lucrative to help you live more comfortably with your symptoms than to actually get rid of the cause of your problem. Okay, so organ cleansing, pretty basic, but it does a mountain of wellness for you. It gets the toxins out of the system, and it lifts the cellular burden off all those major organs we worry about. Heart, liver, kidneys, uterus, prostate, okay? So that way, you know, you have less risk. Okay. If we were insurance companies, you would have less risk of having some sort of internal medicine disease that way. So if you're looking for the astragalus root, the dandelion root, or the system cleanses, along with immune boosting herbs that are Dr. Mom approved, I should add, check that out at thepowerherbs.com. They have a whole bunch there. They can send you a free product catalog if you'd like. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Certified organic to Tilth standard, organic alcohol for their tincture making, and just doesn't get any better than that. Awesome stuff. And don't forget, starting tomorrow, 10% off and free shipping, ground ship in the U.S. on orders of $50 or more. Use the coupon code over the phone or on the website, SPRING16. And you want to hurry because that deal ends Sunday, the 20th of March. Okay? All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some foods that are going to help you out and help you function better. Some herbs are in there, too. These foods and herbs supply strength to your body. They also provide a heat source or an energy source and provides the body's ability to repair cells and regenerate organs. Okay? So herbs are foods. They're not drugs. So we want to look at that direction. The health and healing of the nation comes from herbs, according to the good book. Herbs are here for the service of man, Psalms 104, verse 14. So let's tap into that power, shall we? First, let's look at some blood builders. If we take a look at some herbs and foods that help us build healthy blood, and blood is the life force, brings in nutrition and oxygen to the cells, and takes away toxins and debris. So you got to have a healthy blood source. And I've mentioned this before, that beets, really excellent source of natural iron to help build up your blood system. So your body requires specific nutrition to help make those red blood cells and also distribute oxygen and other nutrients to your cells. So transporting these nutrients requires resources to deliver that nutrition and also take away any waste product and debris. And it also helps you keep a proper pH level. A good balanced blood pH is great for regulating not only your body temperature, but also in avoiding blood clots. So the synthetic supplements, I'll get it out, that are on the market aren't going to do the same as raw beets, okay? So I would definitely check out a juicer and juice some raw beets, and you can, you know, you can mix it with your vegetable juice and do it that way if you like. Very rich in minerals. So raw beet juice kind of tastes metallic-y. So I like to mix it with, you know, like a V8 or something like that. But you're also going to get in with those beets. You're going to get your B complex, your vitamin C and E, bioflavonoids, folic acid, calcium, iron, silicon, copper, magnesium, natural iodine and phosphorus, zinc, potassium, manganese, nitrogen, and sulfur. So these are all designed to help your blood and to help your heart and also your blood vessels. And you're also going to find a lot of these mineral-rich nutrients in brewer's yeast, garlic, wheat germ, chlorophyll, alfalfa, buckwheat, olives, watercress, blackberry, parsley, figs, grape juice, a lot of people like grape juice, hawthorn berry, ginger root, poke root, sassafras, burdock root, chaparral, echinacea root, red clover, oat straw, and those hot habanero cayenne peppers. Those are the ones that look like little oranges, like little orange pumpkins, the habaneros. They're hotter than their jalapeno. Well, let's just jump over to the brain, because there are some foods that help the brain. What you need is to support your brain function is phosphorus-rich foods. And the extra benefit is that these phosphorus foods will also nourish your nerve endings and your glands. So when you use plants that have phosphorus, you also help will build a bone, healthy bone. So I like to use herbs like valerian root, hops, skullcap, lobelia. I don't like the animal phosphorus so much, but if you're going to use some of that, you can use eggs, codfish, those kind of animal foods, and you'll get those phosphorus-rich nutrients. So this is really good for the nerve impulses to enhance your sensory perception, your motor coordination. So you want to look for foods that have a lot of B-complex folic acid in there, and so those are going to do it for you. Now, what about muscle energy foods? Wow, well, we got lots to choose from. The men out there require more protein and healthy fats than us females since they have more muscle mass and require more blood volume. One drop of blood from a male contains 1 million more red blood cells compared to one drop of female blood. So the energy foods will be carbohydrates that are on the sweet side, and they have to be chewed well and absorbed to have the nutrition absorbed correctly. So when you chew, you also secrete more saliva, and it helps with the starch digesting enzymes. So if you masticate your food well, in the raw foods as well too, will strengthen your jaw muscle and improve your digestive enzymes. So foods that help your muscles are going to have lots of B complex, vitamin D, E, and A, pantothenic acid, calcium, potassium, magnesium. So you want to look for herbs like bananas, sprouts, lima beans, bran, apples, whole grains, and herbs that are going to be rich are going to be juniper berries, rosemary, horseradish, cabbage, kelp, dulse, horsetail, and black walnut. I also like to add, for energy reasons, that cayenne habanero, it improves the circulation and reduces a lot of stress on the system. So that way you'll have a lot of power. If you want to add your echinaceas for immune boosting and astragalus root or mullein to help the glands out, you can also factor all that good stuff in as well. So in a nutshell, there are really generally a lot of daily requirements that we see. They say for muscles, you need 20 ounces of carbs from starches. And for the heart, you know, to keep your body warm, 3% phosphate. You need a gallon of liquid to hydrate your system. So a lot of bulk foods with cellulose fiber also absorbs a lot of that water. So you want to make sure you get balance. And do not look at the, you know, dietitian food pyramid, because that is totally wrong. So whole foods, nuts, seeds, whole grains, lean meats, more filtered water and less alcohol and caffeine, and of course your fruits and vegetables also going to be great. So you know what to do, and try to eat foods in their original packaging. So you know apples instead of apple juice. You know, just eat an apple. A lot of fiber there, pectin, and you'll lose 10 pounds over a year if you eat an apple a day. You talk about keeping, you know, doctor away. You'll keep them all away. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check out the body food mix if you need a little help, a little scoop in a smoothie or juice, and you got a rockin' nutrition. And it's all plant-based and organic. So ThePowerHerbs.com. Check out Body Foundation Food Mix. And it's one of the best sellers there. So there you go. I'm about out of time. And while you're there, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They go out each week. More empowerment. Can't stop that. Oh, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.